The Pakistan Stock Exchange, PSX, on Thursday nosedived over 2,200 points as escalating border tensions between Pakistan and India sparked investor anxiety. A heated war of words and airspace restrictions heightened fears of regional instability. The unfolding situation triggered a broad-based sell-off as market participants rushed to reduce exposure in a volatile environment. The KSE 100 index plunged to the intraday low of 114,661 soon after the commencement of trading, but it recovered quickly and rose to the intraday high of 116,568. It started losing ground again and closed with a sharp loss of 2,206 points. Pressure from the futures rollover week and caution ahead of major corporate earnings announcements also pushed the market down. Heavyweights such as power, oil, and bank stocks led the slump. Despite the sell-off, some buying interest was seen in oil and automobile stocks. According to Arif Habib Corp MD Asan Mayanti, stocks fell across the board as investors feared an escalation in tensions following India's action post-attacks in occupied Kashmir. Additionally, a weak rupee and concerns over trade ties triggered a bearish close at the PSX, he said. At the end of trading, the benchmark KSE 100 index recorded a sharp fall of 2,206.33 points, or 1.88%, and settled at 115,019.82. Topline Securities wrote in its commentary that sentiment soured at the bourse as the KSE 100 index extended its previous day's losses. Weighed down by escalating regional tensions between India and Pakistan and the conclusion of futures rollover week, the market adopted a risk-off tone. The benchmark index touched the intraday low of 2,564 points before closing down by 2,206 points. Negative contribution mainly came from Hub Power, Ingro, Mari Petroleum, Bank Alfila, and UBL, it said. Despite the widespread bearish activity, Pakistan State Oil led trading with a value of 2.36 billion rupees. Besides, Pakistan Tobacco reported Q1 earnings per share, EPS, of 24 rupees and 53 paise, Topline added. Arif Habib Limited, AHL, in its review, wrote that the tariff gap was replaced by the Indus Waters Treaty gap, marking two bearish gap down openings in April. These can be contrasted with the bullish International Monetary Fund, IMF-driven gap seen in 2023. Market breadth remained weak as only 8 stocks closed higher while 89 declined. The largest negative contribution came from Hub Power, -2.91%, Bank Alfila, -3.54%, and Mari Petroleum, -2.38%. On the positive side, Patkin Power, +9.73%, Pakistan Tobacco, +1.69%, and Unilever Pakistan Foods, +1.96%, defied the downtrend, it said. Falji Cement reported 9MFY25 EPS of 3 rupees and 84 paise, representing a 34% year-on-year increase, but results came in below market expectations. Faisal Bank announced 1QCY25 EPS of 3 rupees and 60 paise, down 18% which was in line with estimates.